numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network. VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all proudly brought to you by BetMGM. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. It's 9 hours before the NFL draft, and it's unscripted with Bill Krakenberger. How you doing, man?
Our draft ended about 10 hours ago.
Yes, it did.
Real geniuses in charge of the way it goes down here.
Yeah, the rationale of that, nothing.
Considering in all the other jurisdictions, you could still fire away now.
Well, listen, they were begrudgingly putting up in the first place, as we know here.
Yeah. I'm going to give you guys a pick around 8:45.
Are you?
That's still available.
Still available?
At a couple of the spots, yeah.
Oh, the crack band's got a draft pick coming up.
Listen, I have been very, very... I don't know. I've been upset about, you know, this time of the year, the last 2-3 years, I've been in Jersey for draft stuff. But, you know, the sports books have all put in a defensive mechanism to make this draft for squares only and the casual fan only. And you can't bet on the apps. All the apps are you have to go app betting only. You can't go to the counter. Matter of fact, Atlantic City's not even booking it. You go to the counter. I don't know. They may have changed now, but when I was there, you know, 10 days ago, they were not booking the draft, even though the app had plenty of bets. So it's upsetting because, you know, I've had some really good advantages and really made some giant scores during the draft. But then again,
do you think you're winning this one?
Yeah.
You do?
Oh yeah. No, I have great information still.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, but this is...
But like my guys, like the Crackwoods guys, I gave them like 15 plays a year, every year, and we went like 13-2, 12-3.
Well, so did
this
we.
This year I had five out.
But so did we.
Yeah.
But this year is different. Like this year could go sideways.
I understand. Yeah. You mean the draft picks himself from a strategic level.
I'm just saying our bets, like we've always won.
Right.
And we've won big, like you're talking about.
Yeah.
But like I said every time,
it's a little bit.
One of these years we're going to lose.
Yeah.
And there is a scenario where we could lose badly this year.
Right,
You don't believe you will.
No.
What are your bets, Mr. Man?
Yeah, no. I'm just saying. I don't think you could lose badly. I mean, there's. I mean, listen, on the first pick, no one's gonna that pick was back. Matter of fact, about 6 weeks ago, someone liked the different pick there, and
it's changed. Yeah,
it changed.
Stroud was a $4 favorite at one point.
But someone that's really respectful in the industry. I don't want to give away his name. All I'm saying is you could have had these guys like 6 weeks ago at much better odds than today, you know, on many different things.
Yeah.
But the draft is one of the only things I can mention. Yeah, I think it's the only thing where you could take a second and a third number and still be profitable every year. So, in other words, if I go under 10.5 on a draft selection, will this guy go under 10.5? And you really have good information that he's going to go, you know, 5, 6, 7. You can go under 9.5. And that's I can't name another sport that I would do that. Now, granted, I'm really a nit when it comes to getting the right number.
Yeah.
I will pass on stuff like, last week was the worst example. I just can't believe I just thought of this. The worst example of my life, how I am a nit sometimes about getting the right number. So I get a phone call last week from somebody and says, "Hey, can you get down on Phoenix?" I think it was Phoenix played Clippers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he goes, "Can you get down on Phoenix? How much money can you get down on Phoenix -3 on today's game?" I said, "Well, there's the screen. The entire screen is 3. There wasn't a single 3 -15. It was all 3. It was 3 -05 at a couple spots." I said, "Probably anything you want. I mean, I can get down on this. You know what I mean?" He said, "Well, I would get down right now. I would get down on this game, Phoenix." Now, granted, the guy that told me it is such a square. He's a gambler. You follow? But he's a money guy. Matter of fact, multimillionaire. But he doesn't gamble. He just likes to gamble. He doesn't gamble advantage gambling. So, and he bets like $5,000 a game, $10,000 a game. He'll come out there to Vegas and lose $50,000 on a crap table. He says, "See if you can get like $100,000 on this. This is going to be a good, I think this game is going to move a little bit." So I'm thinking, I'm laughing at him and I'm saying to him, "Come on, what do you mean it's going to move?" He goes, this game may move a little bit. So, sure enough, I bet Westgate $10,000. I tried to bet Caesars on my phone, which, as a matter of fact, Gil, I'll show you that the ticket. I was shocked. Caesars. I tried to bet $15,000 at Caesars. They turned it down and only took $5,000. I was kind of surprised at that because there was threes everywhere. Just so happened Caesars was right. They did the right thing, only taking five, because it came out later in the day that Kawhi Leonard,
Kawhi was going to sit out this game and he never came back. But this is, hold on.
It goes to 8.5 the game. It went to 8.5 the game. And eight and a half.
Okay, but it's one thing getting ahead of an injury. Okay, finish your thought.
I want to tell you, though, I never realized how hard it was to get down giant money. Not big money.
Yeah.
It's harder than people think. You have places. Now, this is the playoffs. Now, I want to give you just around town. I'm going to go around town here. I bet here, where we're at, the South Point. I go to the app. I figured I could bet a lot. It's an NBA side during the playoffs. I figured South Point's going to take 10,000. South Point took 2,000 off me. As I said, Westgate took 10. Circa took 20. Now think about that. They're all going to move off, and Caesars took 5. So think about that. 37 dimes. That's like the most I can get down. That's like the most I can get down on it. And listen, I don't bet that kind of money on stuff. I don't. People, matter of fact, people think that I am a bigger better than I am. You'd be shocked at stuff that I really don't. You know, I'll bet a dime or two on something. I'm not the giant better that people think I am. On college basketball, college football, maybe a little bit more. But anyway, I was very upset because I called back the guy and I said, well, it went to 3.5 a couple spots. And he's like, yeah, it may move later on. And now it moves to 7.5, 8, 8.5. I called him back and I said, wait a minute. I'm going to kill you. You didn't tell me that Kawhi Leonard. He says, well, there's a little rumor that I heard that Kawhi Leonard may be. I said, that's unbelievable hearing that. But if I don't hear it from him, if I hear it from one of my sharp guys,
yeah,
I'm betting a lot on it.
Okay. But that's,
I hear it from a total square guy.
Let me reel you back in, though.
Yeah.
Because that's getting ahead of an injury in an NBA game.
Yeah.
This is the draft.
No, this is
a different animal.
Yeah, it is.
How are you so confident this year in a year where the steam is not every day, it's every hour, going a different direction, this way, that way, that your information is so good?
Well, I have to go by what I go by every year. I go by two different guys, and the two guys, especially one of them, he really, like, get down as much as you can on this. You know, perfect example.
Two guys, friends of yours or national media people?
No. What national media person wins betting sports?
No. I'm saying, you said two guys. I thought you meant information. So it's guys.
Two different guys that are informational
guys. That
are
locked in.
Originators.
Okay.
That are originators from betting sports. Like at Circa the other day, they did take, they were taking a dime. I was actually pleasantly surprised. I really thought this year these places weren't going to take bets here in town.
They took dimes.
So yeah. Circa took dimes. Let's see what I bet here.
Stations took dimes. Wasn't
Stations
that,
took
wasn't
dimes
that big
at the beginning.
A deal for Circa to take
You're right.
A dime.
Stations was the first one.
Yeah.
So there. So don't ever say that just because they throw you out if you win doesn't mean nothing. All right. So Carter.
Yeah.
So Jay Carter under 6.5 plus 65. So I went under plus 65. My next hit was under plus 35 and under even. So I have to tell you, they took three.
You're looking good on that one.
They took three hits from me on that, $1,000 each time. And I was pretty happy that they took that. But I wouldn't even have been here normally. I would have been back home because I bet six figures on these drafts last year. And I'm just upset that I couldn't get down any good money. So I didn't leave. Not a lot to bet at the you could bet on the app only. So app only means they're eliminating anyone with a pulse. They're eliminating the wise guy stuff. But if I was on the other side of that, I always say, take a bet and move your line. On this event, I have to admit it. I probably would be a little more conservative if I was behind the counter, too. I know that there's informational. It's an informational type of bets here. And we lose money every year on the draft. I know one thing. DraftKings lost a lot of money the last 2 years for me. That was the basketball. It was Banchero. But so anyway, it's just different. It's a different year. Kind of upset about it compared to previous years. But then again, this will go away. We won't be able to bet nothing on it in a couple of years. So
yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
So, but do you know anything besides under Carter, under 6.5?
I didn't mean to even give that away now because I wouldn't bet it now. You have to lay two to one, right?
I'm just saying, do you know what you have? What do you have in pocket besides that? Before you give your
pick? I'd rather wait till the end of the show.
Okay.
There's a reason. Right. I just gave out some stuff and I want to give them a chance to get down some stuff.
So
here.
You, Bill Krakenberger, as confident as ever that he will win on this NFL draft.
Boy, I tell you, I understand what you're saying.
Because I'm just going to tell you,
the last couple
you have,
years have been
you
so
have
great.
Boncaro, the other NFL drafts,
yeah.
You haven't done one iota better than we have.
Right.
So you're not alone.
Right.
But I, this is a different animal. This
well, then
year.
I wish you would tell the bookmakers that's booking it. That's
the irony, right?
Yeah,
they could.
I wish
have,
they listened to you. They're scared their own shadows on things.
This is the year, irony of all ironies,
right,
that they could have made a killing.
Right,
could have.
Right.
Now, by the way, there's still scenarios where I could win. Right. So it's not. It's. I'm just saying. I have much more humility about this draft than I have in years past, and I think that's. I mean, Kelly will corroborate. That's a pretty common sentiment for everybody.
Right.
Because no, the only thing anyone knows is that Bryce Young's going number one, right? That's the only thing anybody knows for sure.
How many people have you asked in the past 3 days, would you take a small profit right now?
They all said yes.
Every
immediately.
Single person said yes.
Well, there you go.
They took it immediately. You?
No, not small.
No.
No, I had such good positions.
He's like, no, I'm going for it.
No, and normally, I like I said, I really, people think I have more gamble to me than I do. I really don't, like I said, but if you look at the positions, let's look at that one that I mentioned. So I have under 6.5. I can get out of it with an unbelievable scalp that I can lock up, you know, $1,000 each way. I'm not doing that. I'm going with the side, I think.
Yeah, this is not a... This is not a middling nor hedge situation for
no,
you.
No, I'll only middle or hedge if I'm on. If I hear something different and I want to get off something, or if there's weather comes involved or an injury during a game, I don't really get involved in that too much. Middling or hedging, or neither would I recommend it. You have a good bet. Why give him negative EV?
Unscripted with the Crack Man. He's got a NFL draft bet that he's going to give out later. It'll let us know some of the others he has as well. And I will tell you how big of an idiot I was last night in a Three's Company like misunderstanding. It's coming back in a numbers game, on a numbers game, right here at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get a daily email recapping all the best bets from our show hosts and guests. You'll also get unlimited access to our VSiN.com/picks page. Sort picks by sport, matchup, event, date, and more. Check the top VSiN experts leaderboard to view betting records, profit, and ROI, and see which VSiN expert has the hot hand for VSiN Pro picks. Betting splits, power ratings, plus 24/7 video access. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Sign up now for only $9.99 at VSiN.com/subscribe. That's $9.99. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Kevin Ryan, this has to be the year that the house finally beats the bettors in the draft. I have never heard so many different opinions. Not putting up odds this year after getting hammered in prior years will be a mistake. I'm with you, Kevin Ryan. This is from Nash. Zerline just recently came out with his final mock. That's Lance Zerline. And he had Houston taking Will Anderson. He was shouting the loudest for Tyria, too. So now it seems it's Will Anderson or Levis. By the way, what's the steam on Will Anderson at 2, Kelly?
We are minus $3 at DraftKings, minus $5 at Caesars.
Minus okay. 320 at FanDuel.
Let's bookmark that for a second because Crack has something to say about that. Two more tweets here. This is from Garrett Gibson. Historically, is late steam on the draft, hours, minutes before that is, worth chasing? Also, does anyone know what Houston is actually going to do? These prices feel like a random number generator at this point. If Anderson goes number 2, I'm cooked. I would listen. Late moves certainly mean more than prior moves. And at this point, all prior moves have just gone by the wayside. Rick Olier. We'll close on this one. Guys, losing on the draft won't be a failure. People forget that MJ lost like 9 of his 15 seasons or something.
that's a great tweet.
We were talking about this earlier. So, Bill, before I tell I don't need to tell my story now anymore. I'll
tell
save that
story,
for later.
Your show.
Well, no. You were going to give a pick later. And now you just heard this.
I didn't know it was going to steam like that. Like, I walked in here, and you guys were just talking about it. And I'm like, during the break, I'm like, wait a minute. That's the pick I was going to give out.
So
I didn't know it moved Anderson as the number 2.
You were going to give out Will Anderson as second.
And minus 3-1 now at DraftKings. Up to minus 2-1 was probably a decent bet.
Hold on. Let me stop you right here.
Sure.
Do you think that you are responsible for the move?
The guys that I'm with are definitely responsible for the move. 100%.
Okay.
100%.
So now this is certainly more credible than a Reddit post, right, earlier in the week that said Will Levis is going number two, and everybody got all nutso about that. And I quipped here on the show, quipped, by the way. I said here on the show, I'm like, I should just call my mother and have her post on Reddit and say something that's about C.J. Stroud, right? That's how valid that was. But you are saying now you and your guys.
Yeah, as you can see here, prop guy. I mean,
and you did this at what time?
7:11 a.m. hearing Anderson go number two. But
okay.
At 7:30 is really when it was starting to be out there a little bit. But I still seen the line as I'm driving here was -2 to 1 at DraftKings. So for it to be, 3 to 1 now, I mean, I hate laying 3 to 1 on anything. God, I hate laying. You're not
recommending it at this price.
I'm thinking he is going to go second, but I think there's better spots for your money probably in life than laying 3 to 1 on. These things can change last minute too sometimes. So teams can talk, teams can trade up. I mean, not that the number two trade's gonna, at number two, but if you remember when we were on air last year, I know it was a different thing. It was basketball, but if you remember these. Pros, Woj, and who's the other guy on ESPN? Schechter. There's like three of them, though, that know these insiders of NBA and NFL things, what's going on. Mm-hmm. They even changed a little bit on the last day. Woj was saying that I wasn't going to win with Banchero when I gave them out at 12-1, and I bet at 18-1 at Westgate, and many, many different spots across the state.
Me and Drew talked about it 2 days before you came on here. We were all about Banchero. We were all about it.
Yeah, yeah. Did you guys bet him to go number one?
Hugely.
Oh, okay.
Hugely. We both made out hugely.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That was Woj didn't pick up on that till about 3 hours before the draft.
Woj only said Banchero was going to be the pick 5 minutes before.
That's
the
exactly
pick.
Right. It was actually 5 minutes before.
Yes.
I have it on my phone. The video stuff.
5 minutes.
It was
before
like
the
five
pick.
Minutes before. He was wrong about
Paolo
that.
Banchero did not know he was going to be the number one pick until he was picked moments before.
Yeah. But it's funny. FanDuel had 20-1. I got him at 20-1 at FanDuel, and even after I bet it at DraftKings at 12-1 and 10-1 for now, I showed you guys the tickets last week for 5K bets. Then all of a sudden the Westgate came up with their lines at 18-1. I was shocked. Ran over there and they took that to win 20 also. So, but those days are gone. That's over. The party's over. I don't think we'll ever get that kind of.
These are moments in time.
These are moments in time.
Mayweather-McGregor, Banchero.
Mayweather-McGregor.
Yeah.
Was a big Ole
Miss, Iga. You know how it goes.
I was in I was away with it's funny. I went on a trip this past weekend to a casino about, I don't know, maybe like 40 minutes north of San Fran. And it's called Graton, Graton. And Randy McKay was also there.
Oh, you told me you were going. That's
and,
right.
And Randy actually told me it's amazing how much money he bet on that fight, the Conor McGregor fight with Floyd. He had more than me on the fight. But anyway, that was a good moment in time. That's all.
Yeah. Well, so rank your confidence at Will Anderson going number two in tonight's draft against Banchero going number one.
Not even close.
Banchero going number one was much more confident. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, more than those NBA insiders a couple days before, just like you said, a couple days before.
Because and let's just cut to it because there was a leak.
It was in the industry that there was probably a leak.
Okay, so now Cleve TA, we brought this up yesterday, thanks to J Rod for bringing this up, calling to our attention. I actually think Cleve TA's theory about this draft is as good as anybody's, which is. And this had a lot to do with the gambling suspensions that were doled out a few days ago as well. I think employees on NFL teams are so scared straight right now, based on a lot of things, but especially like what they see the gambling suspensions coming down.
Yeah.
And this is a TV show tonight. Yeah. And the NFL wants drama and they want ratings, as does ESPN. Those guys are so terrified of their jobs that the leaks are minimal this year.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I think that's a great theory.
Yeah, you're probably right. After these suspensions came out and this information's out there, they probably don't want
to. Shout out to Cleve. He's a smart guy.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't really throw that into the equation. You're probably right. It's probably people are scared for their job. But let me tell you something. The human condition is the human condition.
It is.
When you're making 80 grand a year mm-hmm. and you could find out about something that's going to make you maybe that much
Absolutely.
Or even half that much in cash, what you think no one knowing about it, you're going to do it. And I know people don't want to hear about that in the NFL or the NBA or any one of these big leagues now that are, by the way, all in bed with the sports books. Who are we kidding? But they don't want to hear about that now. But that's just fact is fact.
That's been my line all these years, Bill. Gambling is just a reflection of the human condition.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of the human condition, you want to hear my human condition of stupidity? Want to hear how stupid I am?
Oh, yeah. What happened?
Because Charles Barkley says at the beginning of every hour of every show, he's one of those idiots that believes in analytics. So yesterday, one of our faithful listeners and one of my favorite listeners, Mike Alvarez,
yeah,
DMs me. Mike is hilarious. And he's like, hey, I'm in town. We were talking about something else. He goes, hey, I'm in town. You want to go to dinner? Me and Bill are going to dinner. Yep. Do you want to go? And I'm like, oh, sure. I mean, it's a school night and there's basketball, but like, okay, let me know where you're going to be. Maybe I'll stop through. And I'm thinking he's going to dinner with Bill Ady.
Oh.
Who's executive here at VSiN. And I'm like, okay, cool. Let me know when. Never got a DM back from Mike Alvarez. 2 hours later, like an hour before, you text me and you go, hey, I'm going. You said, you don't tell you who you're going to dinner with. You said, we're going to Tuscany Grill. Do you want to come? And I'm like, oh, I kind of already committed to this other dinner that's happening.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know you were the Bill.
Oh, I was the Bill. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
So no, I'm sitting at home.
Well, he just texted me and said I was going to invite
so
Gil. I said,
stupid.
Yeah, sure. He said, can Gil? I said, yeah, of course Gil can go. So I said, I'll text him right now. That's why. I thought he just texted you.
But just listen. Yeah. So you're inviting me to go.
Yeah.
I'm so basketball focused. I'm like, I'm sorry, Bill. I got this other dinner I'm going to.
Oh, and that was it.
That's
crazy. That's nuts.
It's Total Threes Company.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man.
And, yeah, we wound up going to Tuscany Grill, which is over on Eastern. It's a good Italian place, mom-and-pop Italian place. But by the time we got – the traffic is just so bad in this town right now. It's worse than it's ever been. I have never seen the orange cone is our state bird. I mean, it's everywhere. It's just everywhere.
It's really our state bird.
It's everywhere. And the traffic
cone.
Is so bad.
That's
and
a great line.
Yeah. 9 p.m. by the time I got to dinner.
And then, Bill, you're kind enough to invite me to dinner tonight, but I said to you, I go, Bill, it's the NFL draft. I'm not going to dinner.
Oh.
That's the difference between me and you. You're not watching any of it.
I'll be at the Italian-American Club having dinner during the draft.
Another Italian-American Club invite goes by the wayside for young Gil.
Yep.
It's the draft, man. You're not going to watch with all your bets?
No.
Okay.
No.
How are you going to find out about it? At the end of the night?
Yeah, I guess so. I'll get them through the end of the night. I know it's a fun thing to do. Listen, I'm abnormal.
You are.
Every single friend. I had a couple buddies fly in last night. That's why we were going to go dinner with them from South Philly. They probably will, especially all the stuff they've gotten down on a lot of things in Jersey. Pennsylvania's not booking the draft. We'll get to that when we come back.
More Unscripted with the Crack Man, Bill Krakenberg, Numbers Game Feast, and the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data.
Split bets.
Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? Well, the betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes, so you can see changes in all the action, find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets, and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits, yet another way that VSiN is here to make you smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. It's Unscripted with Bill Krakenberger, everybody. At Bill Crackman with a K on Twitter. We get tweets at Beating the Book. This is from Chris Belm. Belm? Am I pronouncing that all right? Hope I'm pronouncing that okay. He said, prior years, the question was simply, how much am I going to win on the draft? This year, it's, am I going to win or lose? I think that speaks for a lot of people. Shine, he agrees with me about Coach Bud and missing that second free throw last night. Reasonable minds can disagree on that, but I do I do think it should have been brought up by the announcers.
It was something I thought about, that's for sure.
Somebody should have just given it voice. Do you miss here? Do you make this? By the way, if he makes the first free throw, then do you tell him to make it to go up three?
Yeah.
I think you do at that point. Kiss the degenerate. Bill needs to be a bit more enthusiastic this morning, please. Listening to Unscripted every week, how many bettors would like the life of the crack man?
It's not all what you think, though. Thank you, though. I appreciate that. I always am a positive guy. I'm not negative. And if I think about it, not working for someone, it is great working for yourself. And let's just face it, being the boss is good. I have some people that work for it really is good, but it's not all what it seems to be. You want to know why, too? You have to win more than once in my business. You have to win the bet. You have to get the good information. You have to win the bet. Now you have to get paid. And if you're playing with any kind of guys that are, you know, your partners with people, I mean, I've had literally seven figures stolen from me in 25 years.
So, and you have to maintain the outs.
You have to maintain the outs. You have to guarantee money to certain people, you know, for the information. It's not as easy as you think. I'll just tell you that.
We have some news from Kelly.
Draft news from Diana Rossini over at ESPN. She tweets, I'm told the Arizona Cardinals are currently mulling trade offers from multiple teams interested in moving up to the number three overall pick.
So there's that. So let me just, this is the next tweet leads into this conversation about the draft tonight. This is from Matt. The number six pick is now off the board at multiple locations. What's the deal? So let's get back to some of the mocks from last night. So again, Jeremiah has Levis at four, Carter at five, Witherspoon at six. That's the pick in question by that tweet. That stretch of three in a row. And then, so that's, again, that's Levis at four, Carter to the Seahawks at five, Witherspoon to the Lions at six. That was Schrager. But Jeremiah has the exact same thing. Levis at four to the Colts, Carter at five to the Seahawks, Witherspoon at six to the Lions.
And if you're wondering on odds about that real quick, for number four, you have Levis, Richardson are both plus 175, Stroud 2-1. Number five pick, Jalen Carter minus 250. This is at DraftKings. He is minus 250 for the number five pick right now. Number six, Devin Witherspoon minus 210.
What was the number four?
That's where you got the three quarterbacks at the top. So Levis Richardson are both plus 175.
So Levis is not an overwhelming favorite over Richardson. That is surprising to me. Because what I was getting to with that is, because this gentleman just said six is off the board. You're saying Diana Rossini said there's going to be a trade at three. It feels like some 9.5 hours before the draft that besides Bryce Young won, to me it feels like the other most certain thing is 4, 5, 6. Levis to the Colts at four. Carter to the Seahawks, who we thought was the last person they wanted at five. And then Witherspoon to the Lions at six. That's what it feels like at this moment. That feeling could change a million times before the draft. But right at this moment in time, I kind of feel like that's the case. But you're telling me Levis isn't even the favorite by himself at four.
Nope.
They would never, the Colts would never take Richardson, would they?
I'm getting the feeling of C.J. Stroud at number three. That's what I'm getting the feeling of.
Could be. But then we still don't know what Houston's doing at two, unless you think it's Will Anderson like Billy thinks. So then someone will trade to get Stroud at three, which, by the way, Jeremiah had mocked as the Titans trading up to three to get Stroud, didn't he? Oh, Jeremiah. That's exactly what he had. No, that's not what he had. That was Schrager who had that. Schrager had it that Stroud would go to the Titans at three. So Schrager, shout out. He could be right. But again, it's 8:35 in the morning, 11:35 Eastern. This doesn't start till 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. I know the big stories are going to come down right after we get off the air. It always happens that way.
Yep.
Always happens that way. You know, there's something to that. Flatter, Ron Flatter, who's, you know, he was adult supervision for us for many years here. And I mean that in a good way. Flatter used to say to me, he goes, you know, Gil, there's a reason for that. The news cycle. He's like Les Nessman from WKRP.
Yep.
He's like, the news cycle begins at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Ah, so apparently that's
why. It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my flatter, by the way. Sorry.
So you guys at 5 o'clock will be in front of the TV sets.
Yes, while you're headed to the Italian-American club.
I'm going about an hour later, yeah. But, yeah, I'll be singing Louis Prima songs and hoping I'm, you know, because they have a live band. Well, not live band. They have a live guy in there doing the music. Friday night's actually the night to go. They have an unbelievable singer on Friday and Saturday night in there, every Friday, Saturday. So, but I'll have to tell you, I definitely understand. I wasn't really thinking about it when I made this reservation. Some people that are coming in town, I wasn't thinking about the draft being on the same day, but yet I'm not changing my reservation. So,
let's not get crazy, Bill.
Let's not get crazy.
You don't want to do that.
Hey, you can track it on the phone real easy.
You really can.
Hey, before the break, I was talking about, like, Pennsylvania and Virginia. That's just two that I know of. They don't have the draft.
Yeah.
And I still don't know why these certain jurisdictions don't book certain things.
Does New York?
You know what? Someone's going to answer that on Twitter. I know Jersey does, of course.
I don't think New York does. Maybe
so
I'm
New
wrong.
York doesn't.
I don't know.
Saying,
I think there's something up there. There's another
what's
one.
The what's the reasonings? I never checked into it or no. What's the reasonings behind these states? Do they think that there's so many colleges there that there's going to be corruption on certain drafts?
Like, didn't we solve that here in Las Vegas years ago with UNLV?
Right.
I thought we had already put that to bed.
Yeah.
Suddenly they think it's like corruptible on a level that.
From the News and Observer, New York, Iowa, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Virginia, examples of states that do not allow betting on the NFL draft because those states do not consider it to be a sporting event. So similarly, bettors couldn't wager on something like the Academy Awards.
Yeah, give those states again.
There you go.
Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Virginia, Iowa, New York.
Oh,
that's a lot of states.
Connecticut's not booking the draft either. Wow.
You got a lot of people driving into Jersey. From all those neighboring states.
Yeah, New York, no. Chris Felica just texted us that. No, New York, no. this is going to sound crazy. I wonder if anywhere is doing any kind of live betting. I guess not, right?
Well, offshore.
Will they do something?
One of the pillars of offshore, you may remember this. Well, maybe you weren't watching at the time. But, one of the two pillars of offshore used to do live draft betting. But they quickly figured out that on Twitter, it was happening quicker than they could get to it.
Oh, wow.
So like 3 years ago, I want to say.
Right.
You could make tons of money live betting the draft because if you had your tweet deck up, you'd be like, oh, I see it was coming 11. Beep, 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 beep. And you'd jump in that way. But that's been long gone now.
There's also drafts that have been different, like better than worse with some of that stuff, right? Where there's been a couple of drafts where it's, we're three picks ahead on Twitter by the end of the first round.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's incredible.
So the NFL tried to crack down on that too, right? Don't spoil the draft. Don't come out with it. Good luck on that. But yeah, live betting is.
This note was on my phone from last week. It says your name's first thing on it. Did I mention this last week about don't give anyone your account numbers out of state?
You did not,
like,
but that would seem
obvious.
Let's
say your buddy, like a buddy of mine wants to, hey, where can I get Circa lines? If they don't have the one of the live odds screens, I would say, hey, here's my account number at Circa. Just go,
to look at the odds.
Can't do that no more. If you do that, your account will be locked here. You'll have to get it unlocked. So it takes a while, so you can't do that no more. So
you learned the hard way?
I learned the hard way.
Yeah, me too. I learned that the hard way.
It just started, though, recently. And that's also, like, it's not just there. It's a couple different places. With that software, you can't.
I know one where it definitely doesn't happen, but it's not across the board.
It's not across the board, no. But there are places that you can't get in if you're out of state. Like, stations, you can't get on their app unless you're in state, though. But there are, this is something that recently happened, and I just figured I'd let you know. But you know what? Here's the way around that. You could have a contest entry. So a contest entry from being in the Survivor or Circa Millions, and you can log in from anywhere with that contest entry and see the Circa lines or the Westgate lines or the South Point lines. If they didn't have a contest here. But so that's the way around that.
Pro tip. Bill Krakenberger. We'll wrap things up on the other side. Unscripted with the Crack Man. Some... 8 hours, is it now? Yeah, 8 hours plus, 8 hours, 20 minutes prior to the NFL draft. As uncertain of a draft in recent memory. And that's the understatement of this season, that's for sure. Coming back on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashing the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like bonus bets and bet insurance tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Whole bunch of people checking in. Mike Alvarez himself, by the way, talking about my story. He said, can I be Mr. Furley on this episode of Three's Company? were you a Mr. Roper or Mr. Furley fan more on Three's
Company?
Yeah,
I guess I used to watch that show. Sure. I really don't remember which one. Was one Don Knotts,
Don
right?
Knotts was Furley.
Yeah. No, I like
Norman Fell was Roper.
I like that's sick. He used that you to know he used Norman to Fell's name.
He used to break the third wall and stare at the camera when some stuff went down. That was the best part of him.
Oh,
Master
yeah.
of puppets. All right. By the way, people reporting Caesars has Will Anderson at -500 as we mentioned going to number 2. Master of Puppets says my book still has Anderson at -185 to go to and -200 to be the first defensive player taken. Still playable. Sounds more playable, doesn't it?
Definitely playable.
Yeah, definitely.
I DM'd him. Yeah,
okay.
I DM'd him.
Andrew Prince, Connecticut does not allow it. Mike Ross, we're not allowed to bet on college player props here in Pennsylvania. Maybe they consider the draft as player props. Robert Schaefer, none in New York, Gil. I do have a limited offshore. Tom K, not a sporting event. The reasoning is someone has the information and it can be leaked. Rambo Davis, Illinois has offered live draft betting the last 2 or 3 years. I hit Mac Jones to New England. So there was some live betting in Illinois per Rambo Davis. Jeffrey Coe, Iowa books did offer the draft. Most have taken it down this morning. So some conflicting reports on some of these. And then a lot of people talking about the accounts. Nash, you can bet on Circa Colorado without living in Colorado or having an account. You can look, he said, not bet. You can look at it.
Oh, you can look,
it. Yeah.
You can look, okay.
Jeff Isaacs, I learned the hard way about getting an account locked. Me and a friend had separate accounts, and if one of us was out of state, the other would log in and place a bet for the other. Both were locked and almost had money seized. Well, yeah, you can't do that. Okay. We appreciate everybody chiming in. By the way, Lance Zierlein, we didn't mention this. His final mock draft, that has come out as well. And Lance Zierlein, who is with NFL.com. His final mock draft, we didn't mention, because we mentioned Schrager and Jeremiah's a lot this morning, but Zierlein's got it going. Bryce Young, number 1 to the Panthers. Will Anderson going number 2 to the Texans. He's got Paris Johnson, Kelly, going number 3 to the Cardinals. Then he's got Levis at 4, like we said. Oh, and here's where he goes. He deviates. He has a trade. He has the Titans going 5 with Stroud. Lions going Witherspoon at 6. So again, in that pocket, 4, 6. And by the way, a lot of people have Raiders going Christian Gonzalez at 7. But then let me just say this. If it goes his way, I'm toast also. Because then he's got the Eagles trading up with the Falcons to get Carter at 8. That's all we need is the Eagles getting Carter. Then the Bears, Darnell Wright at 9. Then the Falcons, after the trade, get Bijan at 10. Oh, God, I hope that doesn't happen. Like, literally, with his and Jeremiah's, I win, like, one bet on each of
them. Yeah, the only thing that would save me is the Paris Johnson one, because I have them in top 5. But I think the Cardinals are going to trade that pick. I do think that's going to happen.
What do you have, Paris Johnson?
I have him 29-1 as a top 5 pick.
Some people have him as high as 3. You?
Yeah.
You?
Under 10.5, that's for sure. So you're saying top 5. Ooh, 29-1 you said?
29-1, yeah. Wow. That was just because those reports came out earlier this week about Arizona.
Right.
If they didn't make a move, might end up going offensive line.
Right. Interesting.
But Kyler specifically mentioned him, right? It was Paris Johnson was the guy he wanted.
Kyler's like, give me an offensive line.
Yeah.
And there's the guy I want. Now, well, they listened to it was a different story. So here we are. We only got 5 minutes, and we got to go. But these are the last 5 minutes we get to talk before the draft. What in your heart of hearts right now, do you believe happens at the top of this draft? That it's Young, followed by Anderson, followed by a trade? Or that they keep the pick, the Cardinals pick?
I think that's probably what happens. It's exactly what you just said.
After,
Young, Anderson, trade.
After all of this, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, but then I expect
a trade for Stroud probably at that point.
I expect Texans to get more aggressive with that other pick that they have and try to get back up and get a quarterback somehow.
By the way, that Zuerlein thing from 8 to 10 makes so much sense. Like, I can totally see if 7 picks are gone and Jalen Carter is still up there, I could totally see a team, maybe it is the Eagles, who would be like, I am trading for that dude right now. Because Felica said, he goes, even beat me to the punch. I didn't even get to ask the question. Who's the single best player in this draft? And he said emphatically it's Jalen Carter.
Yep.
Obviously off the field matters, but as far as football itself, the best player in this draft.
So what a hire that was for Fox, by the way, Chris.
Yep.
What a great hire that is. It really is. I'm so happy for him. And, you know, I have my own reasons why off of ESPN. I'm really glad for him. He's been texting me here back and forth a little bit, jonesing for some draft action. But anyway, so it's just something you said that interesting. He was on earlier session
of the show. He was on earlier. Yeah. No, cool. Absolutely. It's great when great things happen to great people.
That's right. He's a really good guy.
All right. So, Bill, did you want to share any of your other lab before we get out of here?
No, that was really. I mean, I have other notes that I have notes for like the last month that I was supposed to talk to you about some certain thing. Oh, 10-cent baseball lines. It's off subject, but let me tell you. You really appreciate, you know, the South Point takes some grief for some other things, maybe some betting on the app or whatever it may be. Let me tell you, they take true 10-cent baseball lines, though, here. To give you an example, let's go on today's lines real quick. South Point.
They go high up. We brought this up before.
I don't think we did, though. I don't think I did. So it's good coming from a sports bettor that makes his living betting sports. I need a place like South Point. When I see a line like San Fran, minus 155, come back 145, and then I'll look at other places that are, you know, minus 158 plus 142, and let's even go to the extreme. Minus 155, come back 125.
Oh,
that's here in town.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, that's here in town.
That's
so
brutal.
So they should use a mask and a gun. It's a little bit easier over there, guys.
It's brutal.
But, yeah, so when you realize and see, you know, a true 10-cent line place, Minnesota minus 200, come back 180, I really appreciate it. And if you're a baseball bettor, this is the place that you should definitely have an account. So, when you come to town, and I know a lot of people don't stay because it's a single property here. People don't rent cars, and they just want to go on the strip, and you know, they want to, of course, they want to drink and have fun, and so they don't want to drink and drive. I understand it. You should still stop by either here or the Rampart and fund an account if you're looking to, if you're serious about saving some money, juice wise and you know, betting. I brought
this up when Chrissy was here because he was talking about it, the dime lines, and just to, again, by comparison, I think I said it at the time too, in the 90s when all of these random offshores were promoting the fact that they had dime lines, like, I remember tracking all of them. Like, there was an outfield, Bet Jamaica, I want to say.
Yeah.
They went up to minus 190
on
dime lines. That was the highest of the high. So this is not that far away from that.
No,
pretty impressive.
Bet Jamaica was a shop that got saved by the guy that owned the Greek and in Jamaica, and they saved their sports book. That was the days of the bonus.
Yes, it was.
They had literally Bet Jamaica got taken over by Spiro. And then you could have transferred money through a thing called NetTeller. This is 20 some years ago.
NetTeller.
And you literally, they were matching deposits up to $10,000. By the way, real money, not a free bet, a bonus bet.
Right.
Let me tell you something too, though. Still in this country, there is in our country right now, legal sports books, the DraftKings, the FanDuels, the big MGM, the big books. They still, if you're a square and if you're a big bettor, they have hosts, just like a casino host. They have hosts that will reach out to you and give you bonuses. I know there's a girl down in Margate, New Jersey, who was doing the Barstool bonuses, and they were giving me great bonuses until they threw me out. So if you're a VIP player, you could still get they were given the sickest bonus ever at one time at DraftKings. 50,000 deposit, they would give you, that's right, no one will believe this unless someone did it. They'll know, they'll tweet. $25,000 cash. They would give $12,500 to the new customer and $12,500 to the referral who referred them. 25,000 cash. That's, of course, gone. But there's still $10,000 bonuses for big players here in the States. I'm just thinking about, you know, the
some people are still getting laptops and stuff.
Yeah, laptops. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Give me the cash. Keep the laptop.
Bill ain't got no use for your laptop. All right, we got to run. Bill had two. Again, Will Anderson going number two. Jaylee Carter under 6.5. And right at this moment in time, some 8 hours before the NFL draft, you're looking pretty, pretty good on both of those, but obviously a lot of time in between now and the draft itself. Good luck with all your bets. I hope it's a winning draft for you. I hope it's a winning draft for everybody. The Lombardi,
except for the sports books.
Except for the sports books, that's right. The Lombardi line is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.